Volume 51, Number 10 of The Friend Magazine for October 2021. Contents, Stories and Features. From the First Presidency, Loving the Temple, President Henry B. Eyring. Peace and Primary Songs, Scripture Time Fun, Seeing Musa, Apostles Around the World, Elder Renlund Visits the Caribbean, Helping Hands Around the World, Meet Nathan from the Republic of the Congo, Helping Like Jesus, Jesus Taught Others, Helping Hands Team, Adventures in the Republic of the Congo with Margot and Paolo, Prayers for Tessa, The Two Envelopes, Bright Idea, My First Temple Trip, Friend to Friend, A Holy Place by Sister Bonnie H. Corden, Show and Tell, Matt and Mandy, For Older Kids, Pioneers in Every Land, Margaret Cummings, My Story, Temple Countdown, Getting a Temple Recommend, Ready for the Temple, Fun Stuff, Tithing Puzzler, For Little Friends, Anna's Family Prayer, Scripture Stories, Jesus Christ Named His Church, Coloring Page, A Temple Birthday, Hi Friends, Scripture Time Fun for Little Ones, Music, I Love to See the Temple, Things to Make and Do, Fun Stuff Find It, Church History Cards, Fun Stuff Build a Temple, and Fun Stuff Temple Cards. End of contents, read by Wes Nelson.
Dear friends, temples are houses of the Lord. They are holy places where we learn about Heavenly Father's plan and make covenants or promises with Him. In the temple, we can be baptized for those who have died and be sealed to our families forever. Even if you are too young to go inside the temple now, you can still look forward to going someday. Go to page 24 to learn more about going to the temple. What can you do now to prepare? Love, the friend.
Where I read the friend. Rina M., age 9, reads the friend in English in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. We love to see the temple. Maya and Luke S., ages 9 and 3, visited the Oakland, California temple. Forever Family. Lane S., age 10, from Iowa, USA, said, I cut out the picture of the Barranquilla Columbia Temple and drew my family inside. I want my family to be together forever. End of this month's Dear Friends, read by Wes Nelson and Abigail Wayman.
From the First Presidency, Loving the Temple, by President Henry B. Eyring, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The temple helps us learn to love heavenly places. This is especially true when children are young. Children can feel that the temple is sacred. When he was a boy, President Ezra Taft Benson knew the temple was important. He watched his mother carefully iron her temple clothing. He watched his family as they left his home to attend the temple. When he was the prophet, he went to the temple each week. He always did temple work for an ancestor. You too can learn to love the temple now. Some of you have pictures of temples in your homes. Many of you can visit temple grounds. Some may even be able to attend open houses when temples are built. Because of the temple, we have the hope that we can live with our families forever. Adapted from A Home Where the Spirit of the Lord Dwells, Ensign or Liahona, May 2019, pages 22 through 25. For a fun temple cutout game, go to page 3 of this issue. End of Loving the Temple by President Henry B. Eyring. Read by Corey McClellan.
Peace and Primary Songs by Lucy Stevenson Ewell. Church Magazines. Based on a true story. Max pictured the family he would have someday. I can often feel the Savior near when love is spoken here. Children's Songbook 191. Max rocked back and forth in his chair. His favorite part of primary was about to start.
Welcome to singing time,
Sister Rose said. The piano started to play. Max sang along. Max loved singing time. but his family wasn't really like the happy families he sang about in primary. Things were hard at home. That's why Max liked primary so much. He always felt loved and safe when he was there. He felt peace in primary.
For our next song, I have a special challenge for you. As we sing, I want you to think about what it will be like when you are grown up and have a family of your own.
The piano music started again. The notes were soft and peaceful. Max looked around the room. He could see pictures of Jesus and the temple hanging on the wall. The other children began to sing. Max started singing too. Mine is a home where every hour is blessed by the strength of priesthood power. Max closed his eyes and imagined being a dad. He thought of praying with his future family. He imagined singing songs with them, playing games together, and having home evening. As he sang the last words, Max had a big smile on his face. I can often feel the Savior near when love is spoken here. Someday Max could have a family like that. Someday he could have a home where he felt peaceful like he did in primary. Thinking about it made Max feel warm all over. He raised his hand.
Sister Rose, I think that song is kind of like a recipe for a happy family.
You're right. No family is perfect, but when we try to be like Jesus, we can help our families. We can help make our homes peaceful places.
Max looked at the picture of the temple on the wall. He knew he could help his family now by being like Jesus. And even though it was far away, he was excited to have his own family, and it made him happy to know that he could be with them forever. After his mission, Max got married in the temple. Now he always does his best to make his home a place where people can feel loved.
End of the story, Peace and Primary Songs. Read by April Johnson, Amanda Saria, and Sean Nelson.
Come Follow Me, Scripture Time Fun. These ideas go with Come Follow Me for individuals and families each week. Listen and Lead for Doctrine and Covenants, sections 111 through 114. Sing I Am a Child of God, Children's Songbook, pages 2 through 3. Jesus said, Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand, and give thee answer to thy prayers. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10. Heavenly Father wants to help us. Make an obstacle course with objects outside or inside your home. Have one person wear a blindfold. Have another person take their hand and lead them carefully through the obstacle course. Take turns leading and following. The Church's Name, for Doctrine and Covenants, sections 115 through 120. Sing The Church of Jesus Christ, Children's Songbook, page 77. Jesus said his church would be called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 4. You can read more about the name of the church on page 42. Pretend that one of you has never heard of the church before. Take turns sharing what you believe and practice saying the full name of the church. Growing Stronger, for Doctrine and Covenants, sections 121 through 123. Sing, I Feel My Savior's Love, Children's Songbook, pages 74 through 75. Hard times don't last forever. Heavenly Father and Jesus can bless and help us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 7 and 8. Take turns lifting something heavy. Talk about how lifting that load is like going through a hard time. How can trials make us stronger and help us grow? Now lift the object with someone else's help. Remind everyone that Jesus Christ helps us carry our load. Good Hearts, for Doctrine and Covenants, section 124. Sing, Have I Done Any Good? Hymns, number 223. Jesus is happy when we try to do good. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 15 through 21. Cut out paper hearts and draw yourself doing a good thing on each one. Each day this week, pick a heart and do what the drawing shows. End of Scripture Time Fun, read by Miles McClellan.
Seeing Musa, by Sheila Kindred, based on a true story. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Maybe the new boy wasn't really mean after all.
Mom, something happened at school today that's really bothering me.
Angie dropped her backpack on the floor and flopped down on the couch. Mom looked up from the book she was reading.
Oh, what happened?
Well, there's a new boy named Musa in my class.
That's great. Did you talk to him?
No, and I don't want to. He's mean.
What did he do?
Angie scowled.
I saw him walking to school with his sister. He made her walk behind him the whole way. Every time she tried to walk next to him, he'd hurry and get in front of her. It made me so mad.
Mom frowned.
That doesn't sound very nice. Maybe he could use a friend like you to show him how to treat others with love.
Just then, Angie's younger sister, Megan, rushed in.
Mom, guess what? There's a new girl in my class. Her name is Dahlia Cater. Isn't that a beautiful name?
I think her brother is in my class.
Really? You're so lucky.
Angie frowned.
Lucky? Why?
Dahlia told me all about him.
I bet she did.
Angie muttered.
She said she had to put some eye drops in this morning, and she was supposed to wear sunglasses to protect her eyes, but she forgot. So when they walked to school, Musa walked in front of her the whole way to shade her from the sun. Wasn't that so nice?
Angie blinked in surprise. Had she misjudged Musa?
He sounds like a very thoughtful brother.
He is! And when they got to school, he walked with her to the office so that they could call home. And he stayed with her until her mom brought the sunglasses.
Wow.
Angie thought.
I guess I didn't see what was really happening.
Megan sat down next to Angie on the couch.
Dahlia's sunglasses are really cool. They're purple with jewels on them. Mom, can I invite her over this week? We could both wear our sunglasses and play dress up.
Good idea. Why don't you invite Musa, too? I'd like to meet both of them. What do you think, Angie?
I'd like to meet them, too.
Angie smiled.
I think Musa would be a great friend.
The author lives in Iowa, USA. End of the story, Seeing Musa. Read by Wes and Shannon Nelson, Amanda Saria, and Abigail Wayman.
Apostles Around the World. Elder Renland visits the Caribbean. The apostles minister to people around the world and teach them about Jesus Christ. In February 2020, Elder Dale G. Renland and his wife, Ruth, visited throughout the Caribbean islands. This girl sang during a meeting in Dominica. Elder Renland told members that doing family history is another way to feel the spirit of the temple. Elder Renland asked two boys to join him as he spoke in a meeting. This temple is in Haiti. The Dominican Republic also has a temple, and a new temple will be finished soon in Puerto Rico. Even if you are far away from a temple, you can still be worthy of a temple recommend. Elder Renland. End of the article, Apostles Around the World. Elder Renland visits the Caribbean. Read by Casey Wayman.
Fun stuff. Find it. Jesus Christ created amazing animals that live underwater. See Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Can you find these things in the Caribbean Sea? Find out on page 11 of this issue. Read by Wes Nelson.
Helping Hands Around the World. Meet Nathan from the Republic of the Congo. Meet primary children helping others like Jesus did. All about Nathan. Nathan speaks French. He is 10 years old, and he's from the Republic of the Congo. Nathan's goals and dreams include 1, always be on the school honor roll, 2, play basketball, 3, become a doctor. Nathan's family consists of his mom, dad, and three younger siblings. Nathan's Helping Hands. Nathan loves to read. His favorite books are the Book of Mormon, the New Testament, and books that help him learn French better. Nathan says it's important to read the scriptures
to learn what Jesus did for us and follow his example of kindness.
He likes to help his younger siblings, Steffi and Aaron, learn to read too. He helps them with their homework and reads Book of Mormon stories with them. He feels happy to help. Nathan also helps his siblings make their beds and get ready for school with their snacks and backpacks. He is a peacemaker at school and tries to follow Jesus' example of being kind to others. Nathan's favorites. His favorite place is the beach. Nathan's favorite story about Jesus is when he healed the blind man. Nephi's Courage is Nathan's favorite primary song. Children's Songbook, pages 120 and 121. Nathan loves chicken, the color orange, and his favorite subject in school is French. Let us put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ into action. President Russell M. Nelson, Opening the Heavens for Help. And signer Leahona, May 2020, page 73.
End of Meet Nathan from the Republic of the Congo. Read by Kara and Daniel McClellan.
Helping Like Jesus. Jesus taught others. When Jesus was a child, he increased in wisdom. That means he learned many things. When Jesus was 12, his family went to Jerusalem. On their way back, Mary and Joseph realized that Jesus was not with them. They went back to Jerusalem to search for him. They found Jesus teaching in the temple. The people were listening to him and asking him questions. They were amazed at what he knew. Jesus spent his life teaching others. You can read the whole story in Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52. I can teach others. What is something you can teach others? Say a prayer and make a plan to help. Do your plan.
I help my younger sister do her homework for preschool, and I teach her to draw and write her name. When my family studies Come Follow Me at night, I help my sister with the scriptures. I show her the pictures and explain them to her. Jasmine C., age 9, Central Department, Paraguay.
How are you trying to help others like Jesus did? Write and tell us.
End of Jesus Taught Others, read by Casey and Abigail Wayman.
Adventures in the Republic of the Congo with Margot and Paolo.
Bonjour, we're in the Republic of the Congo.
This is the second largest rainforest in the world. It has all kinds of plants and animals.
And the Congo River is the deepest river in the world. Congo's closest temple is just across the river in Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of the Congo.
There are about 8,500 members of the church in Congo. The church is growing here. Join the Helping Hands team. Nathan loves going to school. He follows Jesus by helping his younger siblings learn too. Challenge. Getting an education is important. Make a list of all the things you have at home and in the community that can help you learn. How can you use each one to learn more?
Read by Sean Nelson and Abigail Wayman.
Church History Cards. Sagwich Team Bimbu, 1822 through 1887. I want to be at peace with all men. He was a Shoshone chieftain in what is now Northern Utah, USA. He and many of his people were baptized in 1873. He and his wife were some of the first American Indians to be sealed in the temple. He and his people helped build the Logan, Utah temple. They later did temple work for their people who had died. as quoted in Scott R. Christensen, Sagwitch, Shoshone Chieftain, Mormon Elder, 1822 through 1887, 1999. Anna Garden Widstow, 1849 through 1919. I esteem it a great privilege to help in the spreading of the gospel. She lived in Norway. She was a widow, and she raised two sons. She learned the gospel from a shoemaker. When he repaired her shoes, he put a church pamphlet in each one. She was baptized in the sea. She served a mission in Scandinavia. Her son John became an apostle. Anna C. Widstow letter, Salt Lake City, Utah, to Joseph F. Smith, June 6, 1903, Church History Library, Salt Lake City, Utah, USA. End of Church History Cards. Read by Miles McClellan.
Fun stuff. Build a temple. Cut along the dotted lines to make a puzzle of what the Bangkok, Thailand temple will look like. When it's finished, people in Thailand will have a temple in their own country. End of the article. Fun stuff. Build a temple. Read by Casey Wayman. The Two Envelopes by Haley Yancey, based on a true story. Chung's family is at the dinner table discussing the Chinese New Year.
What are you going to spend your Chinese New Year money on?
I'm going to buy a new jump rope.
I'm going to buy candy. I'm going to buy a new bag. I'm going to save it.
What should I do with my money?
Chung wonders.
I know what to do with some of my money first.
The next Sunday, Chung hands his tithing envelope to the bishop.
Thanks for your donation, Chung.
You're welcome. It feels good to pay my tithing first. I know what makes Heavenly Father happy.
This story took place in Taiwan. Chinese New Year will be on February 1st next year.
End of the story, The Two Envelopes. Read by Casey and Abigail Wayman, Sean Nelson, Daniel McClellan, Corey McClellan, and Shannon Nelson.
Look forward to the temple. Many blessings are waiting for you there. Read by Crystal Johnson. My first temple trip. Hola, I'm Elena. It's my first time going to the temple. A few weeks ago, I met with my bishop. He asked me some questions to help make sure I was ready to go to the temple. You can read the questions on page 35. Then he gave me my own temple recommend. We're getting ready to go. I get dressed in my Sunday best. I also pack some things to fix my hair after it gets wet. And I make sure I have my recommend. Now we're off to catch the bus. There's the temple. It's so beautiful. When I walk inside the temple, I feel peaceful. I show my recommend to the nice temple worker at the front desk. Another temple worker gives me a white jumpsuit. I go to the locker room to change. Now I wait for my turn to be baptized. When it's my brother's turn, I stand by the font to be a witness. I make sure he goes all the way under the water. It's my turn now. The water is warm. I'm baptized for several people in a row. When I get out, a temple worker hands me a towel. I rinse off in the dressing room and change back into my Sunday clothes. When I come out, a temple worker takes me to be confirmed for several people. My time in the temple was really special. I'm happy I could help others by being baptized and confirmed for them. I can't wait to come back again soon. Read by Crystal Johnson.
Friend to Friend, A Holy Place by Sister Bonnie H. Corden, Young Women General President. My office is in the shadow of the Salt Lake Temple. As I look out the window, I see the words on the temple that say, Holiness to the Lord, the house of the Lord. Those words are on every temple. Holiness to the Lord reminds us that we need to be worthy to go inside. Being worthy means trying to do what the Lord would like us to do. Even at your young age, you can prepare to enter the temple someday. You can prepare in simple ways. You can learn about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. You can pray. You can take the sacrament. You can keep the commandments. You can find names of ancestors who were never baptized,
so that someone can be baptized for them in the temple. You can try your best to be kind, to love those around you, to forgive, and to serve. As you do these things, your heart becomes ready to enter the house of the Lord, a place of holiness. From an interview with Chad Strang, see Come Follow Me for Doctrine and Covenants, section 124. Read by Amanda Saria.
Fun stuff! Temple cards. Cut out the page 27, glue it to heavy paper, and cut out these cards. Barranquilla, Colombia Temple, dedicated December 9th, 2018, by President Dallin H. Oaks. Rome, Italy Temple, dedicated March 10th through the 12th, 2019, by President Russell M. Nelson. Fortaleza, Brazil Temple, dedicated June 2nd, 2019, by Elder Ulysses Suarez. Port-au-Prince, Haiti Temple, dedicated September 1st, 2019, by Elder David A. Bednar. Lisbon, Portugal Temple, dedicated September 15th, 2019, by Elder Neil L. Anderson. Arequipa, Peru Temple, dedicated December 15th, 2019, by Elder Ulysses Suarez. Read by Crystal Johnson. Show and Tell. I was born in Guatemala, and for Dia de Muertos, or Day of the Dead, people there make kites to remind them of their family members who have died. I made a kite with pictures of my ancestors and a picture of myself in the middle to remind me of their love. Sienna S., age 8, Utah, USA.
I helped deliver wood to a family so they would have heat in their home. Sebastian B., age 10, Virginia, USA.
When President Nelson asked us to read the Book of Mormon, I decided to read it with my parents. I felt the Holy Ghost tell me the Book of Mormon is true. I have been reading my scriptures every day and have gained a stronger testimony. Savannah R., age 10, Texas, USA. My family tree looks beautiful because it has names and pictures of my grandparents and cousins on it. I have indexed 1,156 names. I believe indexing is a way to bring families together. Grace D., age 11, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
A new boy moved to our school class in the middle of the year. I volunteered to help him feel welcome. He's one of my new friends. Connor E., age 7, Mazovia, Poland. When I think about the temple, I have a good feeling. I look forward to turning 11 and serving in Heavenly Father's temple. Raphael D., age 10, Parana, Brazil.
We helped at the food pantry by loading boxes of food. It reminded us to be grateful for what we have. We felt happy we were able to serve with our ward. Emma K. and Charlotte F., ages 9 and 11, New Jersey, USA.
Matt and Mandy. While Matt and Mandy walk to school, Mandy notices a girl sitting alone on a bench.
You go ahead, Matt. I'll see you later.
Mandy sits down next to her and says,
Hi, I'm Mandy. You must be new here. Are you okay?
The girl says,
Not really. Yesterday, kids were teasing me because I wear this.
I think it's a beautiful hijab.
You know what it's called?
Yes, you wear it to show your faith. I respect that. Let's go in. You can come meet my friends. I think you'll like them.
11th Article of Faith. We claim the privilege of worshiping Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience, and allow all men the same privilege, let them worship how, where, or what they may.
End of this month's Matt and Mandy. Read by Casey Wayman, Crystal Johnson, and Shannon Nelson.
For older kids. Children and Youth Tip. When you set a goal, find a way to track your progress. You could write about what you're learning, check in with a friend or family member, or make a chart to keep track of what you accomplish. Future missionary. My biggest dream is to be a missionary. One time when I was injured very badly, the missionaries came and gave me a blessing of healing. When I woke up and saw them, I felt more desire to serve and spread the gospel to the whole world. I love my Heavenly Father, and I know He cares for me and my family. Daniel L., age 13, Espírito Santo, Brazil. Secret Service. Make a card for your primary teacher. Call a family member you haven't seen in a while. Pray to know who needs your help this week. End of For Older Kids. Read by Miles McClellan.
Pioneers in Every Land. Margaret Cummings, Faithful Saint from Australia. By Kristen Peterson, based on a true story. Margaret tucked her children into bed. Her son, Jeffrey, opened one eye. "Mommy, when can we go to the temple?" Margaret kissed his forehead. "As soon as it's finished," she turned out the light. Margaret was looking forward to the temple dedication, too. She was excited to be sealed to her family. But the temple was far away in New Zealand. It would cost a lot of money to travel from their home in Australia. They had saved 4 months. They even sold their car, but they still needed 200 more pounds. She knelt to pray. "Heavenly Father, please help us get the rest of the money we need." Just then, her husband, Don, walked in. "I saw my father today. He apologized for not visiting us, and he gave us this." He handed her a piece of paper. It was a check for £100. Margaret could hardly believe it. Don's father hadn't talked to them in months. It was a miracle. A few days later, Margaret's parents visited. "We've been saving some money," her father said. He pressed £100 into Margaret's hand. "Have a good trip." Margaret smiled. They had enough money now. There was one more problem. The trip would take 6 weeks. Don's boss said he couldn't be gone that long. After a lot of prayer, Margaret and Don decided Don would quit his job. Finally, it was time to go. Margaret and Don helped their children onto the train. They rode it for 5 whole days. "Are we there yet?" Jeffrey asked Margaret. "Not yet," she said. "Now we'll take the boat to New Zealand." But there was more bad news. The boat had crashed. It wasn't taking passengers. Had they come this far for nothing? No. Margaret's prayers were answered again. Someone gave them plane tickets. Soon Margaret and her family were flying over the ocean. Next stop, New Zealand. When Margaret finally stepped inside the temple, her heart was warm. She even got to shake the prophet's hand. "Heavenly Father will bless your family because you chose to come here," he said. Later, Margaret and her family dressed in white. They knelt around an altar to be sealed. Margaret beamed. Now they could be together forever. When they got home, Margaret and Don had only £5 left, but Margaret remembered the prophet's promise. Heavenly Father would bless them. And he did. The next week, Don came home with happy news. "I got a job. It's even better than the one I had before." Margaret hugged him tight. She knew going to the temple would always be worth it. The author lives in Utah, USA. Australia is the only country that is also a continent. The Hamilton, New Zealand Temple was dedicated in 1958. Today, there are 5 temples in Australia. Margaret was baptized after she got married. Margaret lived in Perth, Australia, more than 5,300 kilometers, 3,300 miles from Hamilton, New Zealand. Margaret and her husband served as the matron and president of 2 different temples in Australia. End of the article, Pioneers in Every Land. Margaret Cummings, Faithful Saint from Australia. Written by Kristen Peterson. Read by Casey Wayman.
My Story, Temple Countdown. You can receive your temple recommend in January of the year you turn 12. For a fun temple countdown game, turn to page 34. Read by Crystal Johnson.
Getting a temple recommend. When you get your temple recommend, you will have an interview with your bishop or branch president. You can ask him anything you want. You can also have a parent come with you if you'd like. Here are some of the things he will talk about with you. Temple recommend questions. Do you have faith in Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost? Do you have a testimony of Jesus Christ's atonement and in the restoration of his church? Do you sustain, support, your church leaders like the prophet, the apostles, and your bishop? Do you strive, try hard, to keep your mind and body clean and pure? Do you follow the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ in how you treat others? Do you strive to keep the Sabbath holy? Do you strive to be honest? Do you pay a full 10% tithing? Do you understand and obey the word of wisdom? Are there any serious sins you need to repent of? Do you feel you are worthy to enter the Lord's house? See Come Follow Me for Doctrine and Covenants, section 124. End of Getting a Temple Recommend. Read by Miles McClellan.
Ready for the Temple by Charlotte Larkaball, Church Magazines, based on a true story. See that ye do all things in worthiness. Mormon chapter 9, verse 29. Ajahn smiled when he heard a knock on the door. Mada, Mom, had invited their ministering brother to help with a special home evening. He opened the door.
Log on, Brother Williams.
What's up?
Everything is Irie.
Everything is all right. He handed Ajahn a bag of mangoes from his tree. Brother Williams sat down on the couch. Mada asked Ajahn's little sister, Dana, to say a prayer. After she finished, Brother Williams said,
This year, Ajahn will be turning 12. Does anyone know why this is a special year for him?
Ajahn's little brother, Tejan, wiggled excitedly.
Because we can get the priest in and pass the sacrament.
That's right. But there's another reason, too.
He opened his wallet and pulled out a small piece of paper.
This is a temple recommend.
He handed it to Ajahn.
Cool.
Ajahn ran his fingers over the gold temple on the card.
What do you do with it?
I show it to the person sitting at the front desk at the temple. It shows them that I'm worthy to go inside.
I want to see.
Dana grabbed it from Ajahn and studied it closely.
How do you think you'd feel if you had a recommend of your own?
I'd feel special.
Ajahn looked up from the card.
But I don't know if I could go to the temple. It costs a lot to buy a plane ticket to go there.
I can't go to the temple very often either. But my recommend reminds me to always be ready to go inside.
Ajahn thought for a minute.
I want to be ready too. How can I get a recommend?
You meet with the bishop. He will ask you some questions to see if you are ready.
So it's like a test?
Ajahn asked, a little nervously.
It's more like a conversation. The bishop is your friend, and he wants to help you be ready.
Ajahn nodded. He liked the bishop.
Would you like to see the questions?
Brother Williams handed Ajahn a piece of paper with some questions on it. Dana and Tejan huddled around him to see too.
Number one, do you have faith in and a testimony of God the Eternal Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost?
He brightened. That was easy.
Yes.
He kept reading the questions one by one. Mada and Brother Williams explained what a few things meant. Then Ajahn read another question.
Do you understand and obey the word of wisdom?
He frowned.
Once Dondre gave me some rum punch when I was at his house, but I don't ever want to drink it again. Does that mean I can't have a temple recommend?
Keeping the word of wisdom means not drinking alcohol, and rum punch has alcohol in it. But you can always repent and be worthy to go to the temple.
Because of Jesus,
said Tejan.
Exactly. Then your temple recommend can remind you to keep obeying the word of wisdom and to always be ready to go to the temple.
Ajahn grinned. He felt much better.
Maybe I'll get to go to the temple sometime soon. And when I do, I'll be ready.
This story took place in Jamaica. See Come Follow Me for Doctrine and Covenants, section 124.
End of the story, Ready for the Temple. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Sean Nelson, Casey Wayman, and Daniel and Lydia McClellan.
Fun Stuff Tithing Puzzler. Here are some of the ways the church uses tithing and donations. Building temples, building churches, feeding the hungry, printing the scriptures, missionary work, and education. For this fun activity, go to page 38. Read by Sean Nelson. For little friends, Sam is making a necklace for his mom. Can you figure out the pattern? Which color should the next bead be? Go to page 39 to find out. Read by Sean Nelson.
Anna's Family Prayer by Jennifer Maddy. It is time for Anna to go to bed. It is also time for Papa to go to work. Mama sings Anna a good night song. Papa gives Anna a drink. Time for family prayer. Anna feels peaceful after family prayer with Mama and Papa. Read by Shannon Nelson. Follow the Path. Anna's Papa drives a bus in Fortaleza, Brazil. Can you follow his path through the city? Can you also see the Fortaleza, Brazil temple? For this activity, go to page 41. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Scripture Stories. Jesus Christ named his church. Jesus Christ told Joseph Smith what to name the church. He said it would be called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The words Jesus Christ are the most important part of the church's name. Since it is Jesus Christ's church, it is named after him. Latter-day Saints means the members of the church today. Prophets and apostles have taught that using the correct name of the church is important. It helps others know we believe in Jesus Christ. When others ask me what I believe, I can say, I believe in Jesus Christ. I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Read by Crystal Johnson. Coloring page. I believe in Jesus Christ. What helps you learn about Jesus? Read by Crystal Johnson.
A Temple Birthday by Lori Fuller Sosa, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Lydia's birthday was coming.
What do you want for your birthday, Lydia?
Mom asked. Lydia thought for a few minutes. Did she want a new toy? Did she want a book to read? Then Lydia knew what she wanted the very most.
I want to visit the temple,
Lydia said. She wanted to be with her family. She wanted to go somewhere happy. And what place was happier than the temple? On Lydia's birthday, Mom, Dad, Lydia, and her sisters got ready to drive to the temple. Lydia even got to invite her friend, Grant. It was a long drive, but that was okay. Lydia told jokes with Grant and her sister Lucy. She told a story to her little sisters, Eliza and Ellie. And finally, Lydia could see the temple. They had made it.
Look at the angel Moroni.
She pointed up at the temple. As soon as she got out of the car, Lydia raced to the temple gates. There were beautiful trees around the temple. The trees had bright orange and yellow leaves. The leaves on the ground crunched as Lydia and her family walked around the temple. A big gust of wind blew through the trees. Lydia watched the leaves fly through the air. She ran to catch a leaf before it hit the ground. It was beautiful. She put it in her pocket. Dad read the sign on the temple. It said,
Holiness to the Lord, the house of the Lord.
That means we can feel close to Jesus here,
Mom said. Lydia felt peaceful. This was a very happy place. As they drove away, Lydia pulled out her leaf. When she got home, she would put it in her special box. That way, she could always remember this wonderful day.
End of the story, A Temple Birthday, read by Casey Wayman, Rena Nelson, and Lydia and Corey McClellan.
Hi, friends. Alexander and Emilio C., ages 4 and 2, from Puebla, Mexico, said, "We are thankful to be brothers. I like to teach my sister, Frankly, about numbers and letters." Yuri A., age 5, Sharjah, United Arab Emirates. "I like to give cards to people." Abby E., age 4, Utah, USA. Cooper S., age 4, from Washington, USA, said, "I made a conference collage. Every time there was a new speaker, I put up a picture." End of the article, Hi Friends, read by Daniel McClellan.
Come Follow Me, Scripture Time Fun for Little Ones. These ideas go along with Come Follow Me for individuals and families each week. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 111 through 114, take turns leading your family in a line while all holding hands. Help your little ones say, "Jesus Christ will lead me." For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 115 through 120, help your little ones say, "I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ." Sing or listen to the song, "The Church of Jesus Christ," Children's Songbook, page 77, and read the scripture story on page 42. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 121 through 123, talk about what makes your little one feel better when they're sad, like singing a primary song or saying a prayer. Help your little one say, "I can feel peace." For Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, show a picture of a temple near you and talk about why the temple is special. Help your little one say, "I love the temple." End of Scripture Time Fun for Little Ones, read by Kara McClellan.
Dear parents, it is never too early to teach your children about the temple. Even if there is no temple nearby, you can help them prepare to get a temple recommend. Read the story on page 36 together and talk about how they can get ready to enter the temple. You can also use page 35 to talk about the temple interview. Remind them that they do not have to be perfect to be worthy. On page 24, you can show them what it will be like to do baptisms in the temple. If you have been to the temple, tell them what it meant to you. Help them look forward to going there someday. With love, The Friend. End of the article, Dear Parents, read by Casey Wayman.